AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Law enforcement officials say they found some items belonging to the suspect in last night's mass shooting in Texas, but not the suspect himself. Here's correspondent Matt Piper.
San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers says authorities are searching for 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza following the overnight shooting in the town of Cleveland, about 45 miles north of Houston.
He could be anywhere now. We located the device that we were looking for, found it abandoned.
He says what they found was the suspect's cell phone and some clothing, and investigators believe they have possession of the rifle used in the shooting. There were a total of 10 people in the house at the time of the shooting, and the other five people inside were not hurt. Matt Piper, CBS News.
This is what it sounded like here in Central Florida just a few hours ago. Heavy storms are pretty much out to sea, and a tornado watch has just expired here. Some suspected tornadoes have been spotted in South Florida. Other areas of the country could use some of that rain. Some are benefiting from the winter's heavy snow, which has been melting. CBS's Elise Preston is in Los Angeles.
The big melt has helped significantly improve dry conditions here in California, but parts of Utah, Nevada, and Oregon are still battling severe drought.
Ukraine's President Zelensky has said the Russians who planned Friday's deadly attack on Uman should be punished. What happened today may have been an attempt to get even. CBS's Charlie Daggett is in Dnipro, Ukraine.
Plumes of thick black smoke rose over Crimea, a massive inferno following a drone attack on an oil depot on the Russian-occupied peninsula. No official claim of responsibility from Ukraine, but an intelligence official called it God's punishment for a wave of Russian missile strikes across Ukraine the day before.
In Khartoum, Sudan, social media video shows university students ducking for cover as the war between rival military factions enters its third week. Hundreds of Americans have been evacuated from Khartoum. More from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
CBS News can confirm that those Americans fleeing Sudan boarded a convoy of 18 buses on Friday, then drove about 12 hours towards the eastern coast, all the while protected by what's called top cover, likely implying that they were protected by U.S. military drones. From there, they will then sail another 12 hours across the Red Sea to where we are here in Jeddah.
Correspondent Ramey Innocencio. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights, here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods, here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we're realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all, here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Nissan knows when designing cars, inspiration can come from unexpected places, like the samurai sword that inspired the roofline on the 2023 Nissan Z and the warrior helmet that inspired the grille design on the 2023 Nissan Frontier. Every detail is designed to get your heart racing because Nissan knows that thrill isn't just about 0 to 60. Thrill should start the moment you see a car. Nissan dares to break the mold to design unique cars that make every mile exciting.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies, overnight, with rain becoming mixed precipitation. Lows level off around 34. Northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy, tomorrow, a mixture of precipitation likely, highs around 42. Chance for mixed precipitation, tomorrow night, 34. About an inch of snow, overnight, through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
Wherever we go, it's the way we get.
are local music with the Drunk Drivers on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. Love the Drunk Drivers. That was End of Everything weekend before that. They're going to be up in Eau Claire on Friday, May 12th with the Skin Tones and Rank Strangers. Is at the Plus up in Eau Claire. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. It's time for Max Inc. Heavy. 2 hours of the best original local hard rock, metal, and punk from around the state of Wisconsin. Happy you could join us here tonight. Drunk Drivers, like I said, playing up in Eau Claire on May 12th. The next day on May 13th, they're coming to Madison, playing at the Crystal Corner Bar with the Skin Tones and Cold Black River. We'll do some Cold Black River here in just a moment, but right now let's do that brand new Skin Tones. The name of the new album is called Coming to Collect. Oh, so good. Played in America, the Skin Tones on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
And Kevy with Damsel Trash from 2014 and Feelings Are Boring. That's from their Soups for Slut album. Of course, Damsel Trash was in the studio earlier this evening with Rocker and I. Great time with Emily and Megan on Always. Their show for their new album is coming out Saturday, May 6th. That's at the Crystal Corner Bar. If you go on Facebook and look at the poster for this event, it's actually pretty cool. Very suggestive. You know what I'm saying? How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. It's Maxine Kevy. Maxine Kevy is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, or you can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, tavern, and brewery. Outdoor seating and live music, the whole nine yards. FullMileBeerCompany.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more information at MoveToMadison.com. Got music on the way and show announcements from Order of the Jackal, Thunder Goat, All Meridians, and Ray, plus Essential Last Track at 11 o'clock. Here's a brand new Go Play God for you right now. Weight in Salt. It's Max Inc. Heavy on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are local music.
Chips and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief. The FBI is leading a manhunt north of Houston for the suspected gunman who carried out the country's latest mass shooting. Police say the suspect took aim at his neighbors with an assault rifle last night, killing five, including an eight-year-old child. Special Agent in Charge James Smith.
We believe he's on foot, but we do not know. We have a perimeter up out there right now with Texas DPS and the Sheriff's Department. So we're still actively out there trying to locate him and bring him into custody.
First Republic is on the verge of becoming the third American bank to collapse this year. CBS's Willie James Inman says the government is looking to seal a rescue deal.
The FDIC asked JPMorgan Chase and PNC to submit final bids to buy First Republic by Sunday.
Sporting a black tie, President Biden addressed the White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington moments ago about the free press.
The free press is a pillar. Maybe the pillar of free society, not the enemy.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mob Craft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mob Craft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mob Craft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Innocent, in great for it, a man.
our local music with Order of the Jackal. It's from their 2016 King of Slime album. And they're playing Maybash. Oh, Maybash is just around the corner. It's happening Memorial Day weekend up in Ryle, Wisconsin. Thunder Goat is also playing Maybash. And together with Order of the Jackal and Thunder Goat, they got a show before Maybash happening on Thursday, May the 4th be with you. They're playing with All Meridians. That's at the Crucible here in Madison. Details is on the Crucible's Facebook page. Let's hear some All Meridians in just a moment. Right now, brand new Thunder Goat. I found this song last week, and I'm going to play it again. Killer Bong, dude, on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Oh, I'm too many girls.
Local music with all meridians. That is Terminus from their Blood, Sun, Shadow album that was released back in 2020. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max and Kevy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Max and Kevy is sponsored by Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World. They're located on Madison's East Side, and you can shop online at ethicaltradeco.com. We've got some Ray coming up here shortly. They have a show coming up with Or Does It Explode and Moans and Homes at Mickey's Tavern in Madison. That's happening next Friday, the 19th. But right now, new music from Lo-Fi Killers, who we're in negotiations with to play in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah, my mama cut me up. Yeah, my mama cut me up. She had something that she wanted to say. Yeah, my mama cut me up. Cause my mama wants a cut. This is how my mama loves.
Drive Safely Wisconsin, highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how
at WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on